Word of God, I'd like for you to open your Bibles to Luke, St. Luke chapter 12. St. Luke chapter 12, verse number 6. When you got it, put your finger there and flip over to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 29. Matthew 10 and 29 says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." Okay, where we have our finger in Luke chapter number 12. Luke chapter 12 and verse number 6. "Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." Can you say amen? Amen, amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I read both of these scriptures to get the numbers here. In Matthew, he said that two sparrows are sold for a farthing, a single farthing. This is Roman currency. Two mites equaled a farthing, and four farthings equaled a penny in the Roman currency. But in Luke chapter 12, he said five sparrows are sold for two farthings. So you got two sparrows for one farthing. And if you bought four sparrows, you got one free. That's exactly what happened. That's the way it was. If you bought two sparrows, it cost you one farthing. But if you bought four sparrows for two farthings, they threw in another one free. Just a useless sparrow. Two farthings was a half of a penny of the Roman currency. A farthing would equal about, in the United States dollars, of course that's going up and down, I don't know if this is exactly right, but when my Bible and my concordance was written, it would have equaled about to 1.87 of a penny, so almost two pennies for a farthing, 1.87. Maybe less nowadays, but so you got two sparrows for less than two of your pennies. Or if you just go ahead and put it out there and spend about four pennies, you get five. The point was, one was free. They threw in a sparrow if you'd buy more. You know, you've seen deals like that. The more you get, they'll throw one in free just to get rid of them. They was really useless. I couldn't find what they used them for. I don't know what they would use them for. But they was really a nuisance. Sparrows, I like to feed birds, but my dad, they're at the church property, and he's pastored there for 29 years and got buildings around, and sparrows has built in those buildings and caused such a problem that my dad hates sparrows. He bought a bird trap, and there's no telling how many sparrows was martyred at his hand. I'm telling you the truth now. They built in the church building. They'd build in the fellowship hall. They'd find a little hole, get in there, and tear out the insulation. I mean, you know, he never had a problem with us having BB guns as long as we killed sparrows. But here it was in the Bible, The Bible says that Jesus said, yet not one of them is forgotten before God. Not one of them. One of them was free. One of them, if you bought four, you got one free, but it still wasn't forgotten. Even though one was free, God still remembered that free sparrow. That smallest little sparrow. It was free, but it was not forgotten. That's simply what I want to preach on this morning. I felt this on my heart. It's just kind of simple and not really a whole lot here, but I'd like to preach to us on free but not forgotten. Yeah. Have you ever felt like you was just kind of thrown in the crowd? I mean, you know, these sparrows here, four of them was bought, but one of them was free. Have you ever felt like in your life you just existed and maybe just really didn't mean much, didn't matter, you know? I mean, just kind of a package deal, part of it. I feel like there's sometimes we find ourselves like this fifth sparrow. Just kind of thrown in as a package deal, just kind of like hanging along, just going with it, you know? But this sparrow was free, but it wasn't forgotten. There was somebody remembered that one sparrow that was thrown in there for free, and it was the Heavenly Father who made that sparrow. Amen. And He did not forget that one sparrow that was thrown in for free. It was free, but it wasn't forgotten. He said, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? I mean, they're trying to make a deal here. And you can get two for one or five for two. Most people probably went ahead and bought the five of them. Got that one free. But that one wasn't forgotten. God had His eye on the sparrow. Have you ever heard that song, His Eye is on the Sparrow? The point that Jesus is making here is found in verse 31. He said, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Verse number 7, ye are of more value than many sparrows. We are precious to God. We are precious in the eyes of God. He cares about me and you. Amen. If this one sparrow that was thrown in for free is not forgotten, how much more do me and you mean to God? Amen. We may think the world has forgot about us. We may think that we really don't have a place. It may be that in our life we find out we're just there and we just exist. But it's not that way. In the eyes of God. Amen. One sparrow was free, but it wasn't forgotten by God. And I'm telling you what, if you feel like you may just exist, amen, it don't really matter about your life. Maybe this one or that one in your family means more to this world. Amen. They don't mean no more to God than you. Amen. We all mean the same to Him. Amen. They all five sparrows meant the same to God. It didn't matter if one cost more. It didn't matter if one was worth more. They was all valuable to God. And this world puts value on things. Amen. But God does also. And the very things that this world despises is the very things that God loves. And the very things this world throws to the side is the very things that God says, I'll take. And one sparrow was free, but God said, I'll take that sparrow. Hallelujah. I told the other night about Jack and Billy Campbell. I believe it was Jack Campbell that was the evangelist. Billy Campbell was his brother, or vice versa. One of them was the preacher mighty used of God, and his brother just kind of existed. Not really nothing. He was just a preacher. I'm not even a preacher, just a man, and went to church and he kind of felt like he was left out. He would pray and say, Lord, you're using my brother. Would you use me? Lord, you're blessing him. Jack Campbell, if the evangelist brother was mightily used of God. Amen. God used him in a great way. Oh, but the brother, he kind of felt like he was left out. He kind of felt like he was a nobody that God had passed
passed over him. Amen. And he wrote that song that we love so dearly. Jesus, use me. And oh Lord, don't refuse me. My grandpa knew both of those men. And he said that if you was to call the preacher's name, hardly nobody knows him. But if you say that song, Jesus, use me. Amen. All across this country, people know the song. Amen. Because of a brother who felt like the fifth sparrow. He felt like the free sparrow. He just kind of felt like a package deal. Amen. But God's got a plan. Amen. When we're free, when we just throw it in the crowd, when you just come and sit on the pew and you don't feel like you're used, you don't feel like much, you just feel like a package deal, and God's using somebody else, and God's blessing somebody else. You might be free, but you're not forgotten. He sees you. Not one sparrow falls to the ground, and you are of more value than many sparrows. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all ever read that where David's brothers was down there fighting in the war? David was keeping the sheep. Huh? Matter of fact, God told the prophet Samuel, said, go to Jesse's house. I have a man of his sons who is the king. So Jesse brought seven sons in. They passed before Samuel. Samuel said, this ain't it. This ain't it. Hello? Oh, the oldest one, I don't remember his name, Eliab or something like that. Samuel said, surely this is the Lord's anointed. Woo! God said, Samuel, don't look on what he looks like. Because I'm not looking at what he looks like. I'm looking on what's on the inside of his heart. Amen. He calls to all seven sons. Samuel said, Jesse, do you not have any more? He said, well, I got one more. Kind of like, well, I never thought about calling him. Come on, you're anointing a king now. I never thought about David. David's out there keeping the sheep. Amen. They're prancing around in front of the prophet. And there's a little boy fighting a bear. They're prancing around fixing to eat in their father's house. And there's a little boy rescuing lambs. Amen. But God saw the one that nobody else saw. God saw the boy who was out on a mountainside. Amen. Running around chasing lambs. And he said, you might be free, but you're not forgotten. Amen. And if this world passes you over, and if this world doesn't see you, and if this world doesn't recognize you, God sees you every day. God sees you every day. Wait a minute, Brother Sam, I'll never be nothing. Wait a minute, Brother Sam, in my life, this, that, and the other has happened. I'm just kind of a package deal. Oh no, hallelujah, not one of them's forgotten. There's a free one, but not one is forgotten. Amen. That fifth sparrow, hey, if you buy four, you can get one free. I'll take it. Amen. It ain't good for much, but I'll take it because it's free. But God remembered that sparrow, and God fed that sparrow, and God took care of that sparrow, and he will you and me. Free, but not forgotten. Y'all heard the dream. I mentioned it this morning to someone brought to my mind. It may not go much with this, but about the woman who had the dream of the footprints in the sand. Two sets. But sometimes there was only one set. She got to looking, and in that one set was in the lowest times of her life. Lord, why did you leave me in the lowest times of my life? You know, when we feel like God ain't even there, He's actually carrying us. Nobody cares. Nobody's here. I'm walking through this valley all alone. No, you're not forgotten. He said, she said, Lord, why'd you leave? He said, my child, I love you and I'd never leave you. Because it was in those low times that I was a carrying you. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Not forgotten. You may feel like the world's trampling you under. You may feel like you're a package deal. Hallelujah, I already said it, but you come in, sit on the pew. You're not the one asked to sing. You're not the one asked to preach. You're not the one asked to pray. You're just here, kind of a package deal. Hey, we may overlook you. This world may overlook you, but God ain't overlooking nobody. He sees all five. He don't count four. He sees them all. And he sees everybody this morning.
Woo! He said, can a mother forget her sucking child? And something about the fruit of her womb. I think it's in Isaiah 49. And not have compassion on the son of her womb? Can a woman forget her sucking child? Most likely, no. But it is possible. In the days of drug abuse and alcoholic abuse, mothers are forsaking their children. But really, they're not in their God-given mind. A woman in her God-given mind and her God-given love cannot forget her sucking child. But God says, yea, they may forget. It is possible that a mother could forget. They may forget their sucking child. But he says, yet will I not forget thee. Hey, are you in a valley this morning? Amen. Are you in a low time this morning? Amen. He said, can a mother forget her child? Amen. That she gives to nurse. She may forget, but I will not forget. He said, I've engraven you on the palm of my hand. You know that Jesus, they put nail prints in his hands for me and for you. And every time he looks at his hands, he thinks of me and you. He thinks of the love he has for us. He thinks of the sacrifice. He thinks of the gift of salvation. And a mother may forget her child, but God will never forget his children. A mother may forget her little one, but God will never forget his children, because we are not forgotten.
Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says, having loved his own that was in the world. He loved them until the end. He went all the way with them. I tell you the way I feel in my heart this morning. I feel like there's somebody sitting right here that just feels like they're that fifth sparrow. They're part of a package deal. They wasn't necessarily wanted. They wasn't necessarily paid for. They just exist. That fifth sparrow. They didn't come and say, I want five sparrows. They come and they said, I want four sparrows. And they got a fifth one for free. Now, I kind of feel like this morning there's somebody. Amen. They're just as much sparrow as the number one, two, three, and four. Amen, but they're counted of no value because of this world system. And because of this world's attitude, you may not mean much to this world, but you mean as much to God as any other person sitting on the pew. You may not mean much to your family, but you mean as much to God as you do the greatest, amen, the richest, the wisest, amen. You mean just as much to God as anybody else. Not one is forgotten. Even the fifth one that was free, it was free, but it wasn't forgotten. Amen. God remembered it, and he remembers you this morning, and he's got a plan for your life, and he's got a purpose and a calling, and he wants to bless you, and he wants to use you, even if you're the fifth sparrow. This world casts men aside, but Jesus goes and he picks them up. That fifth sparrow that the world harms, his, what would you say, his, you know, his feelings and complex about themselves, because the world just throws them aside as nothing. Person's complex can be harmed to the place where they really think they are nothing. Hallelujah. But the religious crowd would have nothing to do with Zacchaeus the publican. But Jesus comes to him, even though he was short, climbed up in a sycamore tree. He said, Zacchaeus, come down, because today I'm going to your house. Zacchaeus was that fifth sparrow as far as the religious crowd was concerned. Amen. That man that was laying on the side of the road wounded in Luke chapter 10. And the priest and the Levite pass the other way. Jesus, the good Samaritan, goes to him. And he binds up his wounds. He pours in a little oil, which is the Holy Ghost. And he pours in a little wine, which is the Word of God. And you get some wine and some oil, and it'll heal a sick soul. Amen. And that man, amen, he put him on his own beast. Amen. And the world cast him aside. And religion couldn't do nothing for you. But Jesus, the good Samaritan, said, I'll take him. I'll make something out of him. And that's what